There was blood seeping from every seam in the man's armor. And the Ramoan's fingers were somehow inside the chest plate, having sunk through the Beskar steel without so much as denting it. Obviously, he was using a force power, and one that Leia hadn't even heard of. Basil suddenly tipped his head back to look up at Leia. His beady eyes widened with alarm. Then he finally seemed to notice Jaden and Avinoam behind him. He shook his massive wrist and sent the Mandalorian crashing to the balcony deck. To Leia's amazement, there was not even a hole where Basil's fingers had pushed through the armor. The dead man's Beskar gam remained perfectly intact. Leia was still contemplating how such a thing could be possible when Basil's deep voice rumbled up the stairs.
"Princess Leia?"
Brow rising at the note of recognition in his voice, Leia nodded.
"Yes, Basil."
She started down the stairs, moving slowly and cautiously to avoid alarming him.
"Do you recognize?"
Basil raised one of his massive, stubby-fingered hands.
"Stay there."
He glanced back at Jaden and Avinoam, then quickly added,
"They'll get you."
Leia stopped, then shook her head.
"No, Basil, they're our friends."
It was exactly the wrong thing to say. A glimmer of suspicion returned to Basil's eyes, and his gaze shifted toward the staircase leading down. Han pointed his blaster pistol at the Ramoan's back, and Jaden and Avinoam flipped their lightsabers around so they could use the hilts like clubs. None of this was lost on Basil, of course. He glared up at Leia with unconcealed anger, then snarled,
"You are one of them!"
He stepped toward the staircase, moving toward the downflight beneath Leia. Han glanced up, silently asking if he should open fire with stun bolts, Leia assumed, while Jaden and Avinoam gathered themselves to spring. But Leia was spared the necessity of giving the order when Raynar Thal called out from the far end of the balcony.
"Of course she is, Barv."
Raynar stared up the balcony toward Leia and the others, his unblinking eyes fixed on the stairwell below her. As he moved, the float van's dome-shaped nose began to emerge through the mirror field.
"We're all with them," Raynar said. "You know that."
There were no heavy steps from the stairs below, and Basil's deep voice rumbled,
"I do."
Raynar stopped and gestured at the float van, which had now emerged far enough that its mid-body door was visible, hanging open above the balcony railing. Basil's empty stasis bed could just be seen too, lying beneath a pair of Olbio trees, secured to the walls with cush straps.
"And you also know that you need to board the float van,"
Raynar continued.
"No!"
A single heavy step rang off the stairs, and Leia almost nodded to Han. Then Basil suddenly stopped and asked,
"Why?"
Raynar smiled, or tried to. The stiffness caused by his burn scars made his expression a little cruel and forced, and it sent a chill down Leia's spine.
"Are you willing to leave Yakiel alone with us?" Raynar asked. "When you don't even know who we are?"
A low, sad croak sounded from the stairs below, and for a moment, Leia thought Basil might actually abandon his best friend. She waited in silence, not even daring to search his force aura for some sense of his thoughts, while the Ramoan contemplated his options. But Raynar had given Basil a choice that was no choice at all. To flee now was to abandon Yakiel to the mysterious evil that ran rampant through the Jedi Order. And whether it was the Benzodi in his system, making him more vulnerable to Raynar's suggestion, or his own steadfast loyalty, Basil simply could not abandon his friends. When Leia did not hear another heavy footstep descending the stairs, she motioned Han and the others to stand aside. Once they had obeyed, she called down,
"Basil, the choice is yours, but you need to make it now. We're taking Yakiel and the others away. They won't be harmed, I promise you."
"As long as you go along."
Raynar also stepped aside, giving Basil a clear path to the float van.
"If not..."
Raynar let the threat hang. Basil let out a long, anguished croak, then pounded across the balcony and hopped into the float van, his tremendous weight actually causing it to list momentarily to one side. Tekle, Tessar, and the others quickly surrounded him, and through a combination of firm threats and gentle promises, began to cajole him toward his stasis bed. As the float van closed its door, Leia descended the stairs, seeing that Han was already standing, to her relief, seemingly in one piece, at Raynar's side. She went over to join them.
"That was incredible, Raynar," she said. "Thank you."